The next Mishnah details the exact locations and purposes of the 13 tables that functioned in the Beis Hamikdash. The Gemara on our daf mentions that in the days of Shlomo Melech, King Solomon, he constructed 10 shulchanos, 10 tables for the Lechem Apanim, the special Lechem Apanim. That was not what they had in the Mishkan, but this was a much larger space, and he also built 10 menorahs as well, and the Gemara explains they were all in addition and in proximity to the original one that stood in the Mishkan, the one that Moshe Rabbeinu built. The fascinating part is that Shlomo HaMelech completely depleted his stock of gold. The Gemara explains he had a huge, massive stock of gold, and he used his stock of gold. He was aiming to achieve the Torah requirement for the construction of the menorah that's called Kikar Zahav. The pasuk in Shmos Lamavav Lamazayin Kikar Zahav Tahor Aseota, that the whole thing has to be done out of one measurement, one talent of gold. The Gemara says that he took 1,000 Kikari Zahav. 1,000 of this measure of gold, and continuously refined and pressed them into the kur, the crucible that was used to form and shape the menorah. So he's getting the weight down to Kikar Zahav. The Gemara then relates that this also happened to Moshe Rabbeinu as well. He has one dinar of gold over the maximum amount. So they put the block into the crucible 80 times, says the Gemara, to get its weight down. So let's try to appreciate what was the idea behind this Kikar Zahav requirement. What is it? Take us back. The original tzivu, the original commandment that the Kadosh Baruch Hu gave when he told Moshe to build the kelim and the base of Mikdash and the Mishkan. There were particular dimensions which meant that the donations or contributions of Bnei Yisrael had to be precise. So Sforno over there in Perek Lamavav, Rosh Vayakal writes that this as well as the Malbim. When we read in Shmos Lamavav that what happened was you had the craftsmen came to Moshe Rabbeinu and said, Marbim Ha'am Lahavi, that they were bringing too much. There was this perception that the Bnei Yisrael were told to bring Kol Nadiv Libo, and they brought, but not only they brought more than was needed. Any surplus donations in the rule were not able to be, were not usable for the Benias and Mishkan. As far as it says, Tziva Hashem Lasos Osa Bilvad Bli Tosevus VeGiron Shenasan Mida VeKetzav LeMishkan VeChol Kelav. There couldn't be any extra. There couldn't be any extra to the precise dimensions and weight of the kelim and the Mishkan, and the Mishkan itself, that was the tzivoy. So by the menorah, two kikarim, says the Malbim, would invalidate the menorah, it would make a puzzle. Comes the Aruch Haim HaKadosh and asks, Kasha v'chira davar she'beisa l'kenu be'otzos zahav l'chavod l'tifaros. Would it be so bad? Would it be so terrible to have storage houses, to have some extra funds in the background, just in case? Sfas emes, parshas v'yakel, tafresh l'mavav, explains beautifully. There was a tremendous generosity. Tremendous generosity. But the craftsmen saw this actually was a bit too much. It was a problem because the Mishkan had to come from material given completely through free will. Says the Sfas Emes, V'lechein hev, your Moshe Rabbeinu av v'shalom, shal yosifu la'avyor. Moshe Rabbeinu told everybody to stop. He told them to stop giving. Ki ha'kol achar nedivas ha'lev hu ba, says the Sfas Emes. Guess what happens when you start giving too much? Tov me'at b'kavana. Tov me'at b'kavana. Chas shalom, a person gives too much, they may end up actually giving without the right intentions. Why should we assume the correct amount of contributions was bekavana, meaning the first part was good, first part they gave with the right intention, and then after this, when they were starting to give extra, something changed. What changed? So Ezra Breitowitz, in his essays in Parshas V'yakel B'Kudei, as it says, he has a concept on the description in the psukim. You have to go and look in the psukim that there was actually two different days of giving. There was the first day where they brought everything that was needed, that was necessary. And then the next day was the day where they came and said, Marbi Ma'am Lavi. That was the day where they said there's too much. It was the second day of contributing, which was when it went over the top, seemed to be more based on the social pressure. People saw what everybody else had given. And they said the next day, I want to up my game. I want to do more than I did yesterday. So having seen what everyone gave on the first day, the Mishkan could not be built through a competitive spirit. That was the point. That was the message. The Mishkan had to be built. It needed to be based on the unique contribution of each person directing their contribution and their donation to Avodas Hashem.